Welcome to this edition of City Watch. Today we're talking with Nick Manrique, our new City Finance Director. Welcome to Clinton City Hall.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we want to hear a little bit about you, what you think about how, you know, your first budget process has been going. It's not quite done yet, but we got through the meat of it for sure. And so just kind of, you know, how, you know, coming from the hill up there at the administration center of the county with some of my friends up there and coming down to City Hall, what are the differences? You know, how do you like it so far, you know?
Sure. So a little bit about myself. I actually originally grew up near the Iowa City area, and then I came to St. Ambrose University and got several degrees from St. Ambrose and have just stayed on this side of Iowa. Worked in the Quad City areas in a variety of different positions, and then for the last 6 years I've been the budget director over at the county, as you mentioned.
Right.
I transitioned to the city back in January. It has been there's quite a learning curve to the position, but we're getting it figured out. It's as I like to say, I love a challenge. So it's been a challenge, and I love it.
And all you're doing is counting beans anyway, right?
Yep.
Doesn't make a difference who for.
That's right.
So you mentioned St. Ambrose. I have a connection, Coach Shovlin.
Yep.
His brother lives right next door. We've been neighbors for a better part of 30 years, and we see each other. You know, when they have little family things, we'll go over and visit, you know, with Coach. And, you know, and because I'm such a sports nut, I don't know who has a batting average, how many points you score. I just like sports. You know?
Yeah.
That's all about it. So, you know, when Coach comes over, we can always have something to talk about. That's one of those things. So, what are some of the big challenges that you've seen so far?
Well, you know, obviously coming from the county has more departments but less people per department.
Okay.
And there's a lot more to smaller or less departments at the city, but a larger for each one. And obviously the budgets are respective. So, you know, Parks and Rec, for example,
yeah,
is very large, especially during the summer with all the part-time help and all that. Obviously at the county, we don't have a fire department, so that's kind of new as well. The county did have the sheriff's office,
right,
which is similar to the local PD. But learning the various aspects of kind of the city operations.
Probably one of the neat things that you have dove into and will even dive deeper into is out there on Route 30 when you dive into, you know, the regional wastewater reclamation facility.
Yes.
And it's great that Taylor, you know, we'll have an interview with Taylor upcoming sometime, and Taylor just knows his stuff,
mm-hmm,
literally. And probably one of the things that you get to deal with is how all that stuff, one, gets accounted for, but certainly how it gets paid for because of the agreement that we have with ADM.
Absolutely, yep.
And so that's an interesting, if anybody ever out there in radio land wants to hear that kind of noise, you know, make sure you spend about 3 or 4 hours of time because it's very, very inclusive and very deep for sure. So here at City Hall, how things been going? You know, the budget process, how did it go? Good?
Yeah, it's gone very well. I've been able to meet with all the department heads, kind of get a little bit more understanding on each department and what they do and how they operate. My intention after budget season is to get a little bit more in depth with each one and see where I can help. That, in my opinion, that's what I consider important. How the finance department and how I can help each department. That'll come with time.
Sure.
I will say, you know, from, you know, a couple months that I've been here, departments clearly have a really well-oiled machine. I have to say the same thing for my department. All my staff have been absolutely incredible helping me get caught up to date. And up to speed as well. So,
one of the things that you mentioned in one of our budget sessions that you'd like to start earlier rather than, in the January timeframe, start in November timeframe. You have one councilman's support on that one, because as a council person, being on the other side of the table for all those years, I understand what we're doing and how we're doing it. But as a council member, not seeing all that stuff, or seeing it in such a compacted time frame, sometimes you have a lot of questions that you don't know how to ask.
Yep.
And a lot of that has to not necessarily do with personnel, but it has to do with vision of a department. You know, what's the next 3-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan? Because we need to start laying those seeds now. And some of those seeds are budgetary.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things, especially, we have 3 new council members now. Them diving into a new budget, wow, that was, their eyes were opened in big time.
Absolutely, yeah. And I will say, I always welcome anyone, whether it be citizens or council members, to come and ask questions. I'm always available to help, it's kind of a two-way street.
Yes,
I get as much information from from citizens and from council members on what they would like to see, as well as how we can make things work.
Great. Well, we will definitely see you around. This is the final time that I will see you behind this desk, because usually in the front desk. So that's about all the time we have for today for City Watch with Nick Manrique, our new finance director. We'll see you next time.